Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1876. The single most important trait that defines personal finance success, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, and entrepreneurship on our other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But for now, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. The single most important trait that defines personal finance success, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. Personal accountability. Personal accountability is the most important trait that will define whether you're successful with your money or not. Sounds pretty simple, right? In fact, you're probably thinking to yourself right now that you should hit the back button and go listen to some other article. But the truth is, there's a lot more to personal accountability than meets the eye, and it's the single defining factor that will allow you to achieve personal finance success. What is accountability? In simple terms, accountability is simply taking responsibility for both your successes and failures. In a more specific sense, it means that you don't simply blame the circumstances, but rather your actions within the circumstances that you could have controlled. For example, you could simply say that you're in debt because you lost your job or because that's what everyone said you should do. However, that's not being accountable. Rather, a more accountable approach would be, I'm in debt because I didn't change my spending habits once I lost my income. Do you see the difference? In the first answer, the blame went to the circumstances, losing your job. However, in the more accountable answer, the blame went to the personal choice that was made to not change spending habits. While the circumstances may be more complex than that, going into debt is simple to avoid. Don't spend more than you earn. And the second answer is accountable to that. Being accountable also means not having excuses. There are so many excuses for everything that it just makes me sick sometimes. I'm in debt because. There is no because. Accountable people don't have excuses. They have solutions. Your millionaire neighbor is probably a very accountable person. How does accountability impact personal finance? So how does personal accountability impact personal finance? Very simply, you cannot expect to achieve personal finance success unless you're accountable to yourself and your finances. This means a variety of things in personal finance. Being honest about your spending. That is not hiding or justifying spending or not coming up with imaginary money. Planning for the unexpected. Not just settling for being unprepared for events that you know will happen, like job loss or car breakdowns. Accepting responsibility to choices made, like spending, debt, and lifestyle. It doesn't matter what the specific situation is. What does matter is how accountable you are to your own choices in the situation. And your choices have a direct impact on your finances. Buying a new car versus a used car? That choice will cost you thousands of dollars. Is it worth it? What are you sacrificing for that? In 1 year, are you going to say you can't afford something when in hindsight, if you hadn't bought the car, you'd be fine? Accountability is the biggest trait that will define your long-term financial success. The levels of personal accountability. Being 100% accountable 100% of the time is challenging. We all have weak moments when we must buy something or instead of saving, we take a vacation. It happens. That's why I want to outline these levels of personal accountability as a roadmap to helping you build up this trait so that you can improve your financial accountability and in turn, improve your personal finance success. Level 1, clear understanding. To do anything in personal finance, you have to have a clear understanding of your total financial situation. This means knowing what's in every bank account, on every credit card, how much debt you have, and where all your investments are. Once you have the balances, you also need to put together a full picture of your spending for 1 year. Then you can break that down monthly. There are a lot of systems to help with this. My favorite is Personal Capital, but it's essential and step one on your path to personal accountability. Without full knowledge of what you have and what you spend, you cannot make sound financial decisions. It's impossible. Everything you do is a guess unless you know. Level 2, clear planning and preparation. After you've laid out everything and have accepted your financial situation, you need to have a clear plan for the future. This doesn't have to be incredibly in-depth. It could be as simple as boosting your emergency fund to 6 months of expenses or paying off your debt. However, the more detailed and step-by-step your plan is, the more accountable and in turn more successful it will be. For example, you could want to boost your emergency fund to 6 months of expenses or say $6,000. For your plan, you want to break it down to something more achievable, maybe $500 per month for the next year. Then you could look at your balances and cash flow from level 1 and see where you could save $500 this month, maybe not going to Starbucks every day. I'm not here to judge your lifestyle choices, but you need to be accountable to your cash flow, balances, and lifestyle choices. The end choice is yours. For example, I'd keep my coffee and sacrifice cable. Everyone's different. Level 3, understanding consequences. The next level of accountability is clearly understanding the consequences of your financial decisions. On the surface, it's realizing that if you don't save and go into debt, you'll be poor and unhappy. However, accountability requires understanding the consequences at every choice and every level. Just like the example mentioned in level 2, the choice is how you're going to get your emergency fund. Every action has a consequence, but to be accountable, you need to realize the biggest consequence of all. Not having an emergency fund could mean more debt, potential bankruptcy, and then not achieving other future goals like buying a house. However, consequences can also be positive. Building an emergency fund, for example, means that should you have unexpected car repairs, it doesn't impact you financially at all, and it's just a sucky day. After your car is fixed, life moves on as normal. Accountable people accept the consequences of their actions and think about them proactively. Level 4. Follow-up and course correcting. The next level of personal accountability is follow-up and course correcting. You need to put systems into place so that you can follow up on your goals and course correct your financial plans as needed. Everyone does something frivolous from time to time. So how can you ensure that the one instance doesn't become the norm? A simple solution is to set up spending alerts with Personal Capital or other free financial money management software. By setting up alerts, you get notified if you spend too much in one category. Then you can look at your budget and see what may need to be shifted to get back on track. Unaccountable people simply ignore this and keep on going. Accountable people make decisions based on the consequences and get back to their plans. And level 5, if success doesn't come, go back to level 1. The bottom line is that if you're still not achieving personal financial success at this point, go back to level 1 and really see if you have a clear understanding of your personal finance situation. something isn't right. If you've laid it all out there and then made a plan and been accountable to yourself and your plan, things should be working out. Typically, failure is the result of unaccountability. I didn't include that credit card, or I ignored my spending that day. Those are the types of behaviors that lead to failure, and your goal is personal finance success. You just listened to the post titled, "The Single Most Important Trait That Defines Personal Finance Success," by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think Robert made some great points about the importance of personal accountability. The way I hold myself personally accountable is through goal tracking. I set yearly and quarterly goals, and I track my progress on an obnoxious goal wall. I also time log on my Google Calendar. So in addition to future appointments and targets for how I want to use my time, I log how I actually used my time. This serves a number of purposes for me. And just like tracking spending, the biggest benefit is awareness. Tracking progress towards my goals and how I'm using my time helps me get a clearer picture of reality. I tend to exaggerate reality. So if I have a lazy day, that can quickly spiral into me thinking I'm chronically lazy, which makes me feel bad about myself. But the calendar is clear. It shows me a truer story about how I'm using my time. It also helps me celebrate my progress and motivates me to keep going. So for example, one of my goals this year is daily movement, a gentler phrase for exercise. And I have a calendar on my goal wall where I write down my movement for the day. After a few months of full calendars, I'm feeling more confident about the goal and I'm excited to keep going. Another thing that helps me is to have an accountability buddy, especially when it comes to self-directed work. I have a friend who sits with me for an hour every week, and we review all my projects, discuss priorities, and come up with my weekly targets on what tasks I'll get done. And I do the same for her. As I'm working through my list, I'll often text her during the week to celebrate the wins, and it makes self-employment feel a lot less lonely. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.